Absolutely, can you hear me? Okay. All right. At this time, we are taking public comments. Again? Okay. Just come on. Let's go ahead and do roll call.
County Commissioner Precinct 2, Vincent Vargas.
Precinct Longoria is out sick. Roy Garza.
Armando Olivares, County Commissioner Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, County Commissioner Precinct 4.
Lieutenant Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the Brooks County Auditor's Office in the back, and also the Brooks County Clerk's Office. All right, public comments. Line item 1.
I want to say that this morning to just give you all a good morning on our second annual Week of Local Spark Day. We do have a issue that highlights or does a lot of highlight for the past day.
Okay.
Just to highlight some of the things on here, we had 141 participants. The grand race, we had 33 volunteers helping out, and it also shows the registration fees and the money that we use for awards and shares and stuff. There is some excess, which is only positive. That money that we come up in revenue, we use for the next 5 days of next year. Do you want to listen?
Thing on the 5K?
No.
Continue. That was it on the 5K. I also wanted to take this opportunity to introduce our new support staff, Veronica Salazar.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome. All right. Thank you so much for doing the wellness 5K.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you all.
On another note, Judge Solis came to my office this morning, actually the hallway, and talked about doing some renovations, well, not renovations, maybe like a facelift to the Ed Rochelle, maybe paint the walls and all that. He said he had community service available for that, so just to kind of let y'all know, and then we'll bring it up to commissioners for the next one. Okay? Anyone else on public comments? Okay. Let's go to line item 5, discuss and approve budget amendment request, a line transfer of $17,038.32 from 13050000582 6 road repairs, maintenance, and supplies to 13050000810 temporary help in the amount of $14,880 to 13050000821 Social Security in the amount of $1,138.32. 13050000823 retirement in the amount of $214.27. 13050000826 TCDRS GTL in the amount of $99.70. 13050000824 workers' compensation in the amount of $603.36. And to 13050000825 unemployment insurance in the amount of $102.67. David.
Good afternoon. This is just to, we're going to move some monies around and get two part-timers for the rest of the year. From till September.
This is for what, sir?
We're going to hire two part-timers.
Two part-timers at?
At 24 hours a week.
Okay.
At $10 an hour.
All right.
And we'll be doing the hiring, I guess, I think it's going to be in the first, March 1st.
And there's a need for that, or what?
Yeah, I got to clean a lot of roads.
Uh-huh.
So I got a couple of part-timers. I got one part-timer right now, but I have him on the garbage route. So got to free up a couple more.
So the total amount of all this is how much?
$17,038.
Okay.
That's what the social security and workers' compensation and everything, that all this is for two guys.
For two guys?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're gonna be working from what day to what day?
Monday to Wednesday.
Okay, but you're gonna hire them when?
On the 1st.
On the 1st, March 1st.
On the 1st till the end of the budget year.
Until October?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, September.
That's September 30.
Okay. Alright. I'm gonna go over the, of course, the transportation code, you know, since we talked about it last time. And section 256.001 says, use of county road and bridge fund. Money in the road and bridge fund of a county may only be used for working public roads or building bridges except as otherwise provided by law. The money in the fund may be spent only by order of the commissioner's court of the county. The court may make the necessary orders for using the money for the purposes provided by this section. So this is for part-time?
Yeah.
Okay. And you, do you have someone in mind?
Actually, yeah.
This is not to cover the ones that were hired?
Huh?
This is not to cover the ones that were hired as contract laborers?
No, those are gone already.
They're gone?
They're already finished.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Any questions?
No.
David, I want you to kind of come explain road and bridge, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Road and bridge funds to the commissioner's court. Can you explain the road and bridge funds, how it works, how we're not supposed to be able to use it?
I was laughing at the 4-H guy because I thought he was being facetious. I didn't see that little sucker there. Road and bridge funds are statutorily and constitutionally limited to use for road repair, maintenance, and any assembly matter like building a barn for equipment, employees for the roads. That's it.
So we can't hire them?
No, you can hire people to work on road and bridge and stuff.
To work under road and bridge?
No, I just want to...
They get paid out of the road and bridge fund? To work road and bridge, but they get paid out of the road and bridge?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to work for the... If they're doing anything that's, that you all can, you know, rationally say involves working to maintain, improve, build, et cetera, the roads or bridges of the community, then you can use that fund. If they're going to be working on some other county project, then they got to be funded through the general fund. And you could, you cannot take money from the road and bridge fund and put it in the general fund. You can take money from the general fund and put it into the road and bridge fund, because there is no limitation on general fund money that it be used on anything other than a public purpose project approved by the commissioner's court. Pretty straightforward.
David, now that you're in the subject of general funds and road and bridge funds and hiring people within the road and bridge, how about all these years that we've been using road and bridge employees to do jobs, not for road and bridge, but move offices from one location to another, like from the, I'm just going to throw like the judge's office that we always do work for her, or move files from Norwich office to, and then we use some everywhere else. So is that legal? I mean, can we use that? I mean, can we use our employees to do that too, sir?
Well, you're kind of pushing the limits there, you know, unless it's, like I said, for improvements or maintenance or something like that. Now, if you're trading work off, that's different, you know, if you got...
So then you're saying that what, you know, we've been doing all these years before I came to office, it was illegal for us to do that, to use employees to move everybody else from other offices because it was not part of a road and bridge job.
But the statute of funding says, doesn't it?
I'm asking you, sir, as your county attorney.
Isn't that what the statute in front of you says?
I don't have it in front of me, so is that, the judge brought it up?
Here we go.
Okay, all right, I mean, I just want to be on the same page.
Who's supposed to move these people around if they can't move anybody around?
Okay, so I mean, here again, I mean, we...
Maintenance from where? Look, you know, the commissioner's court is one of the most flexible bodies in governmental...
I know that.
But you got the rules, and, you know, you can push the edges, but you can't break them. So, you know, you need to be careful with it. You need to try to interpret it and be somewhat rational. All rural communities, you know, have these problems. And a lot of it comes back to your budgetary process. You know, the money that you allocate from the taxes for railroad bridge have got to be kept separate from the general fund. And just look real closely to be sure that all the money that you're spending, when you have more money in your railroad bridge fund than in your general fund, try to make sure that you're not spending any money out of your general fund that really should come under your road and bridge fund. Yeah, but you should keep the project separated, and you know.
If the money has been budgeted for every department and is within your department, we can spend the money as buildings and repairs. If we have money in there to do any repairs to the building. Like the activity, if we have budget, every year we go through this, that we budget for every department so that they stay within their guidelines, and if there's money within that line item, we can do some repairs to buildings without going over the budget, right? We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay, but this line item is requesting the Trucking Road and Bridge, which is a general temporary.
Oh, right. Okay,
we're
going to bridge
the
road.
Thank you, sir. All right, would I have a second to approve this $17,030?
Right,
and Justin. All right, second. All right. Motion by Martinez, second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 2. Discuss and approve budget amendment request of line transfer of $13,003.610 from 1205-0560-8104, deputy to 1205-0560-8136,
dispatchers.
Sheriff's Office.
Okay. What number is that, Judge? 6?
1.
Oh, 1. Okay.
Line item 2.
Okay. Now on this one, the sheriff, when he was the elect sheriff, he wanted to change around his stuff and reduce one dispatcher and put that dispatcher money into deputies, and now he's kind of second said, I'm going to switch that back and put the money where I put from the deputies back into dispatcher. So that's what that's about.
Motion?
Right
here. Motion by Martinez, second. Second. Second by Alvarado, in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line 3, discuss and approve budget amendment request and line transfer of $3,000 to 1205-0560-5550 out of county tribe. Sheriff's Office also. Same thing? Motion?
Very good.
Motion by Martinez, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, on our favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Avila, line item 4, discuss and approve budget amendment request and line transfer of $75 from 01205-0455-5000, office supplies to 01205-0455-910, membership fees. And I have that's what it is, the same thing, the transfer for membership fees. Do I have a...
Motion.
Mayor.
Motion by Olivera, second by Martinez, all in favor? Aye, any opposed? Motion approved. Line item six, discussing approve ordering a complete video security system for the courthouse annex under the Justice Court Building Security Department in the amount of $4,841.50.
I already had one there. I thought we already had one there, others.
Over at the annex. No, where I'm at. Yeah, they're there, but they don't.
Number ten.
Yes? This I got, Adam got with me, and we're talking about securing up the courthouse annex now that we have the JPs there. And all the money's there. These are just external video cameras inside, internal and external outside, a total of 12 total units that surround the whole building. We have some there right now, but they have not been operating since I've been there. So probably before that, I have no idea. Just to get us up to date, feel secure, talk to a couple of JPs, they feel good about that. And that comes out of not general fund money, it comes out of every time someone pays a fine, it's a dollar that goes into this fund. So we have the money allocated for that already, so it has nothing to do with taxes. After this, we want to bring to court a secure lock to get the building, we call it like touch key lock. And panic buttons. So that's the next step. We want to make it as secure as possible since we have all the major money there in that building. For the cameras? I don't know. I don't know. We haven't talked about it. I just wanted to get this first out of the way. I think it can be done. You can check it actually on your phone or check it on your computer, that kind of stuff.
Questions?
August, this 12 units, it's all cameras, or is it...
That's all cameras, that's all everything we need, that's labor included. The 47, the 4,000, that's labor included in all cameras and everything, so it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, we're going to pack it to get all the buildings?
Well, now we're using this money. Since the JPs are housed there, they can all use that money for their security.
Yeah.
So the courthouse is not...
The courthouse has their own cross security fund.
We can get it out of there.
Yeah. But since it's now the JPs are there, we can utilize that money for that.
And Adam is going to do the work, right? Adam?
Yes, if you all agree to it. It's up to you.
I think we should hold that on the
packet
of all buildings.
What's the motion, Mr. Vargas?
Second motion.
Mr. Vargas.
Yes, sir.
What's the motion?
I'm hoping that we get the...
Okay. Same here. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I think we should ask him to see if we can get a deal with
the... Well, we don't even know how much money we have in the class too, because now we're paying out Louis from that fund. Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I've got $4,000.
We need it.
And how much
along? Because we scheduled there, I'm thinking with the money that would come in, we had scheduled about probably another half a year. We'll be stretching a whole year next year, to be honest with you, to pay for an employee under that fund. So we don't get that much money from tickets per that.
Let's wait until maybe talking to Adam, maybe he can give us a complete amount of, like, how much it
would be
for all the buildings.
Yes? It's just a decision. I just, we needed it, so.
Two. So you want to stick with your, you want to wait to see what Adam?
Yes. You too. Thank you, sir.
Go ahead and table this.
Because we're going to get security cameras for the substation also, right?
Yeah, we have a substation in Zeno. We have a few things that we need to look at before.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is approved. Thank you. Line item seven. Discussion approved deemed subdivision on 509 County Road 401, Valparaiso, Texas, property owned by Luis Salinas. And that's something Bobby brought over. And this is a new subdivision. I'll pass that around. He told me that this individual is up to par with everything as far as subdivisions are concerned, following the rules and regulations we have.
Thank you, sir.
So we would have a new subdivision, and it's placed over here on West 285.
It's 754. Okay. That's interesting.
This will bring in new, you know, new people into the area. Yeah. Now with a new vertical station that's coming in. The motion to approve the new subdivision on 509 County Road 401.
Yes.
We can take this
as well. Will you?
We can do that. We can table it until Mr. Sunderland comes in. Also, a motion to table.
Aye.
Second.
Second.
Taken by Ali Gladys. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8. Discuss and approve Kirsten West Spring County to rent office of judicial annex. JP number 3, Sylvia Donnelly's office measuring 10 feet by 8 inches by 10 feet by 3 inches to be rented at $1.50 per square foot. So this is twice a week, correct?
Yes, yes.
Tuesday and Thursday?
Think so, yes. I know it's going to be twice a week.
And the monthly rent is how much?
$165.
$165?
And for you, I think it's about $2,000.
That's a trickle. All right. Any further discussion?
No.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Thank you.
Councilman Martinez, second. Have a second. Second by Vargas, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8. 9. Sorry. Discuss and approve interlocal cooperation agreement between the County of Brooks and the City of Los Rios for emergency management. Put that on the agenda again. I will go ahead and present it again to the emergency, to the City of Los Rios. Do I have a motion to approve?
Judge,
yes.
Before we go and approve line item number, was it 8? Number 9? Right? The one that, yeah, number 9.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mr. Marial is the one that you appointed since when?
October.
Okay. Has he completed the training through the Texas Division of Emergency Management?
I don't know. I would have to ask him that.
Okay.
But I have.
Okay.
The Emergency Management Director.
But thing is, you're the EOC, and then he's going to be your assistant, right?
He'll be the coordinator.
Right. That means he's going to be your assistant. Okay. So until now, you don't know if he has been...
Today, I don't know, but I can ask him, and I'm sure he has. But I can't give you a definite yes or a definite no.
Okay. What I'm going to just do the court to table it until you bring us all the information back again to us and explain to us if he has been certified or updated with all the requirements, because I know he has 180 days to complete his training.
Let me tell you how this works. Emergency management...
Because I'm telling you,
hold on. The emergency management manager is appointed by the emergency management, which is myself, the county judge. So it's an appointment that I do. Basically, the commissioner's court, as far as the appointment is concerned, doesn't really have a say-so. The only thing is this, the interlocal agreements that we have to agree on in order for me to present it again to the city. If you are okay with this interlocal agreement, which is basically the same one I presented last time, which includes that he will help me, of course, ensure that the emergency management plans are correct and updated. We're talking about emergency management plans of the $9,048 to be paid to him to compensate his salary. The sheriff's department will give him a vehicle to perform all EMC services that's needed, all the necessary equipment to the city EMC staff to perform duties, and he will maintain all the fuel, the insurance, and everything that needs to be done.
And that's qualified, I'm sure that he is aware. He has all the certifications. He's up to date on everything, I'm sure. Why do we have to pay somebody else when we already put out somebody in the county to help us out?
Exactly.
We don't have to pay that much.
Because I appointed Mr. Yanyal in October.
Judge.
Yet without an emergency management coordinator, that's why.
But as I'm saying,
well,
that's
my appointment, not you all.
That's, Judge, we understand that you can appoint anyone you want, but when we talk about $9,000, I'm just asking you if he has been certified or kept out with 180 days that he needs to.
Let me find out for you. We'll find out right now. He's going to text him. And we will find out.
I'm surprised that he's not here if he's going to be in, I mean, if it's in the agenda.
Well, he's got a city job also to do.
Well, see, there it is. I mean, to me, that's a conflict.
Let me tell you.
You know?
I mean, let me tell you, the previous EMC was paid $15,000 by the city. They paid the county of Brooks to employ, to help us pay.
The county of Brooks said they can help us pay.
Because they have
Lamar, why would they?
No, but they could be, but that's another point. But that's my appointment. I appointed him. He's under the state of Texas, so sorry. Let me find out about Lamar, and I will tell you as soon as I know.
So you go over to want the $9,000, maybe you could give him less.
We had a big argument over the previous EMC, you know, and they're not going to pay us. They already have their EMC. Why would they pay us?
Well, then you had our own then. Why would you need them?
We had our own.
Well, you could have them here too.
We had our own until the budget came along, and y'all decided to give him $7.25 an hour, or whatever the minimum wage is, $7.75, and you decided to give him, 24 hours a week? And what else came along with that?
I still don't see the point in wasting the money.
It's not a waste.
Somebody that already has the qualifications that we can
offer. It's not a waste, well, it's not a waste.
I think it's a waste.
Well.
Because there's not a disaster every day. There's not fires every day. What is he going to be doing? Who's he wasting gas?
No, sir. There's plans to be done every other month. See, if you don't know it, you don't understand it. That's how it usually goes. You know, and usually people that don't understand something are the first ones to comment on something they don't know.
Has he started working on the plant?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since October 19, 2016.
Do you have that information?
So you are welcome to go view my plants. They're downstairs.
No, Judge, look. You're the one that said that wants us to meet you halfway. How can we, and you don't come over here prepared with something that you want, that Mr. Barrial, for us to dish out $9,000. That's the reason that we're kind of like, wait a minute, let's slow down.
I'm going to tell you also.
I'm asking you nicely, why is it that you don't bring all information to us, Judge? And this will go real easy.
You can go online and look for it. You can go downstairs.
Here we go again. Go online. I want you to give us that information.
I don't need to give you that information.
Okay.
You need that information. Is the county of...
Well, Judge...
No? Yes. Okay, yes, not. So...
Okay.
Oh, he's an answer.
Judge, okay. Here again. I make the motion to table this line item. Yes, sir. Come on, table.
You know what, let's make a decision right now. You don't
no.
want to... No, let's make a decision. You all are quick to judge.
We're not judging you, Judge. We just said give us the information. And you don't have that information in front of you.
It's about the county. You all are making this...
No, we're not, Judge. Here we go again.
We can table it. What information do you want? You're welcome to come downstairs. All information...
I'm not going to go downstairs. We have a committee call meeting. You should have that with you, Judge.
Sure.
I mean, what's so hard about you bringing that information to us and then we can approve or disapprove? What's so hard about that?
Go online, you can go downstairs,
well,
it's very easy to do. It's just something that
John
can very difficult.
No, we're not, Judge, we're not.
It is not a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. Matter of fact, it's after every day.
There we go. Okay.
We're not fires every day, hurricanes every day.
Once again, you know, just if you don't know, you know, I suggest it. You know, just when you don't know, it's easy to say what you're feeling and what people don't do, but it's not like that. But anyway, we can table it. Do you have a motion to table?
Go ahead.
Second? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 10, motion to adjourn.
Go ahead.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Huh? It is 2:34.